we've plotted out a requirement that we can build out a space, a provisional space, in a 90-day period that will, again, allow us to, on a contingency basis, operational front, functionalize this station in a way that will maintain the operational integrity, allow us to remain on the air, will provide at least the minimum amount of broadcast operational service that would correspond to and satisfy our FCC requirements. But that is a that is a 90-day plan that we are also working toward, because we're in up on 90 days, and that is in consideration of taking basically a blank piece of room, of canvas, if you will, of a facility, and laying in fundamental radio operational broadcast infrastructure that will allow us to, as I'm stating, operate legally. But it all has to come together at this point in time with, to go right to the heart of it, with $200,000.
Okay, if I could follow up on that.
Yeah, you can.
Now, in previous discussions we've had about this, we've heard about WPFW saying, well, you're going to need a lot of equipment because your equipment is old, and there were discussions last time about needing to get a whole lot of equipment when you do the build-out and all of this. And so it sounds like you're saying you're going to forego that and just take whatever you have and bring it with you to wherever you might go. And I'm kind of concerned because you're talking about a 90-day build-out, which is rapid, and you're talking about a December 31st deadline, and you're talking about some weeks to maybe get this facility that you can just move right into. And those times, you know, it's, right now it's the 28th of August, and 90 days from the end of the year would be October 1st, which you'd have to start your build-out. And so that means everything has to be done in the month of September, it looks like. And
exactly right.
I am I'm kind of concerned here that what you're looking for is, you know, this these very best-case scenario things where you're going to get a facility that just allows you to move right in and everything is going to be functional and all of that, and then you're talking about, it sounds like you're talking about just barely being able to legally operate so that the FCC doesn't say, hey, you know, you're not operating correctly and your license could be endangered. My bottom line here is that I'm very concerned that WPFW is going to have, you know, it's going to really, really need things to work out really, really well in its favor and not have any hiccups or glitches or problems. And if there's a cash flow difficulty for, you know, like right around the end of this year, the beginning of next year, and I know that sometimes the stations in January, February have, you know, low income and cash flow problems, there could be a real hitch. Plus, we're at this time still hearing about the relocation committee, and we're hearing about hoping to move into a nice place that will let you not have to do too much build-out. And my main concern here is that, you know, in another couple of months, we could be in the exact same position we're in now, which will be very bad, because the less time you have to build out, the less you're going to build out. And I've seen radio stations that have had to make wild and crazy moves, and, you know, the wires are hanging out of the ceiling and everything is crazy and there's no soundproofing, and it's a problem to make those work. And I'm very concerned that, even more than that, that there could be a scenario where WPFW, come the 31st, does not have a space to move to. And I have to think that that sounds like it is a possibility. So these are my concerns. The move is the really, really big thing, because if you can't, as you say, if you can't function as a radio station, the clock starts ticking at the FCC over what to do about your license. So I'd like to hear some more about this move, and I understand that there's some optimism that's in there, but what if the optimism doesn't work out?
Well, I completely understand, and I'm not trying to, I am absolutely not trying to be overly optimistic. And I in no way want to describe describing this as being overly optimistic. This is a very serious situation, and it's going to take a couple of three trains running to meet this deadline, and or if we don't settle up on a permanent or semi-permanent facility, to work out a contingency plan that will allow us to legally operate. The key to all of this right now is finding space that will allow us to function for the least amount of money related to our technical and IT requirements. For us to build out a complete build out of a new facility and build in all of the requisite HVAC and backup electricity and or reconcile the satellite systems and then reconcile other IT requirements, it's daunting. And I'm not trying to make an excuse for anyone, most especially myself. I mean, this is my to-do. But finding a facility that this station can afford in this city is been incredibly difficult, most especially considering the state of Pacifica's current financial profile. We've looked at, we've been invited to be considered for tenancy in facilities that we could afford and we could build out to our satisfaction with all of what we've detailed as our operational requirements. But at the end of the day, we've been denied because of where we are, where Pacifica is right now with respect to its financial profile. And so we're continuing to look. We're continuing to not only look at facilities that, as I've described, are in effect almost ready-made, but also, as I'm describing, facilities that have absolutely no operational or technical lay-in or requirements that we'd have to build out ourselves, but we could build it out to the extent that we can afford to make it happen for $200,000. That's just where we are right now. Is it optimistic? Well, that we're going to pull this off by December 31st? Absolutely. But it's the hand that we've been dealt. And, you know, coming into this situation, you know, one of the things that I determined early on was that in order to pull this off, most especially related to the dollars and cents that it would take for us to move, we had to look at facilities that were and or are broadcast facilities. And we've looked at any number of facilities, but the problem, again, goes right to our financial profile. And so either by way of getting consideration for where we are now with respect to our financial profile and being able to afford space that is a standing or was a standing radio station, that continues to be a priority. We've looked at space where there could be a consideration for a strategic partnership, but that space, those spaces have been out of our capacity to be able to afford. And so it's really down now to our being able to identify and negotiate, ultimately negotiate a favorable landlord-tenant relationship, either in a standing broadcast facility or a space that the owner will give us consideration, frankly, special consideration based upon our current financial profile.
Can I interrupt here, please?
Kim, there's other people on
the
staff.
Fine. Okay, sorry.
Okay. And John, can you finish up?
I'm finished for now.
Okay.
Madam Chair?
Paul, are you done with your section? Can we move the stack forward?
I guess we can move the stack forward. I think we'll have more to discuss about this later on, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree, but okay. I had myself on the stack. Does anyone else want to go? Okay, then I will go ahead and do so. There'll probably be a fair bit of stuff, John and whoever, but I'll just sort of start and we can go back and forth as needed. My primary concern about the revenue numbers is that I think to look at not having an interruption in income from the move presents to me a couple of problems. I think that, and I realize that WPFW experienced some interruptions at various times in 2012 with the income generation process, so that some of that, while it isn't the same as moving, will somewhat echo, but I'm concerned with basically a $100,000 increase in revenue when you're certainly looking at a period of some significant interruption. So to me, I would not forecast more income in 2013 than in 2012, at least on the basis that I'm seeing it done here, which is being done primarily, it seems to me, from website income, which has been sort of shuffling up and down between categories, car donation, which is the same thing, and the major donor income, which I agree looks like you're just going back to the FY 2011 numbers and something happened in FY 2012 I don't fully understand. But I guess for me, I would be more comfortable with about $100,000 less in projections, although I can see what that's going to do on the expense side of the ledger. My other question is about your CPB grant projection, which seems to be a little bit less than it was in 2013, in 2012, and I wasn't under the impression the CPB grant was reducing. So I have a question about that. So let me stop there. That's my questions on the revenue side. Let's address those, and then I'll get on go to expenses.
Barbara, can you answer the CPB grant question?
as far as the CPB, all I could do was plug in what I thought the number was. I didn't get much guidance in terms of what we should expect. Last year they had told us to do a 10% decrease. So I can update those numbers, but again, like I said, I was looking for guidance from the national office and didn't get it.
So does that mean that you didn't get these numbers from the national office? You just sort of plugged in?
Yes, that's exactly right.
From 2011. Okay, so potentially there's some upside there. We don't know for sure, but potentially. Okay. And on, okay, and then there was just a question about sort of the move interruption factor.
Christy, I'm not quite sure what you mean by the move interruption factor.
That you're going to have a period of time when the station is not going to be in either its old location or fully set up in its new location.
Right.
I understand that you will not be having a fund drive in the middle of that time.
Well,
but to me, you might want to anticipate some dents from that downtime.
I'm not anticipating that we would forego what is our scheduled fund. We certainly are going to do our fund drive. Our next fund drive is September. The drive that we are scheduled for after September would be a year-ending December drive. And I don't anticipate that drive being interrupted. Our determination is to stay on the air while the move is occurring. And so I don't expect or intend air to be interrupted. And correspondingly, we would not forego a drive even if it's during the course of our physical move. So, to your question, I don't expect there to be a cessation of our fundraising, on-air fundraising. Frankly, I'm expecting to double down our December drive. To the extent that I really am determined this December to have a full and or complete on-air drive in December, a year-ending drive, with all of the attendant strategies and opportunities that that go along with year-ending drives that, unfortunately, we weren't able to affect last year.
Okay. All right. Thank you for the answer. So turning to the expense side of the ledger, I'm comfortable with the personnel costs. It looks like that's coming back to where it was in FY 2011, which I think is probably about where it needs to be. Local board expenses need to be allocated for the election. In the administrative category, I assume that the uptake in internet cable has to do with buttressing the website a bit.
Absolutely.
Sounds like a good idea. The legal fees allowance is low. So I guess we're going to be optimistic about that.
Have to be.
Okay. okay. other than that, it looks like the 2011 figures were buttressed a bit by consultants, and that's not happening at this point in time.
Right.
So that brings us back to another number, which I think is good. We don't seem to have depreciation budgeted, so we're going to have to add that, which is going to bring us into a slightly negative number. Although it's lower than it was, and that's good. Okay. I guess we've talked about this, but we are substantially increasing programming expenses.
Yes.
I think there's good reasons to do that. I'm not quite sure that the revenue is there to support it. on website expenses, I generally think that's a good investment, and you'll probably get some of it back. But we are going to run into a little bit of a deficit scenario here just by adding the depreciation. So I guess my question is, if we had to trim a little, would you trim some of those programming increases, or would you trim some of those increased website expenses?
Madam Chair, question?
Yeah.
Who are we going to pay the depreciation to? That's an after-closing amount.
Campbell,
and as it relates, if I may finish.
No, you are interrupting me, and you may not finish. I will call on you on the staff. I have the floor. Thank you.
I'm part of the station that's being presented.
Yes, and I'm still speaking, and I did not ask you a question, so please wait. I'm addressing these questions to the general manager. So my question is, if we did need to trim in the programming expenses area to you, would it be make more sense to trim some of the programming services investment or the website expenses, both of which have increased, are being projected for some increases?
I would look for another area other than those two areas. But if I had to choose between those two, I would choose to trim the website. Only because I'm optimistic about that we can make that up through some other effort and other enterprise. But I am solidly committed to revising the program schedule and correspondingly raising our audience numbers. And this is something that we all know, that our listener support directly related to the number of ears that we have listening to our service, the number of people that use our programs and services, and got to raise that index. But I'm just committed to that. The evidence is just overwhelming when you look at our audience numbers, when you look at the data, when you listen to the community. And the informal polling that we've been doing throughout the community about our services, programs, and service. This station hasn't had a revision and or renewal or injection of new programs and services for years.
Mm-hmm. And so
to that point, I would not touch the program services. I would look for some other areas to perhaps.
Okay. All right. So moving on to development expenses, you talked about that at some length, so I'm not going to go on and on. I see that there's an increased commitment to direct mail.
Yes.
I think that makes sense to PFW. I'm glad to see you at least trying to pull out a $5,000 promotional budget or advertising budget. That's important. And I appreciate that you paid attention to that. I think direct mail is something WPFW is going to have to do. And it looks like the community events expectation has been somewhat scaled down from where it was last year. So I guess my concern basically revolves around the moving expenses will largely be paid from the $200,000 restricted fund. That is, problematic in all kinds of ways, including the fact that was originally a matching grant. The funds haven't been matched.
The question about
Have you done any due diligence regarding whether there's any possibility that money would have to be paid back?
I have pursued the donor since walking in the door to no success.
Okay. All right. Well, then there's certainly not an aggressive effort there, and hopefully the donor's intention will be fulfilled by using the money to help WPFW move, which is what the money was originally donated for.
Exactly right.
So, okay. And I guess that's pretty much it. I think we may need to do a little bit of trimming, but I respect your preferences as to where we trim. And I'll try to do some thinking about how to do that in as, least helpful a way. I'm still a bit nervous about some of the revenue projections, even though I understand and there is some conservatism here, and that's good. I'm kind of hoping that there might be a little upside on the CPB, and I don't quite know how to figure that out. WBAI certainly anticipated a bit of an upside there. So my understanding is that we would not at least be looking at reductions. So, Robert, if you think those numbers are tenuous, there might be a little bit of space there to at least equalize them with 2012, if nothing else, and that buys us about $12,000
or $13,000. Tracy, point of information on that, if we were going to get an upside, it might be sort of taken down by our previous penalty. So I'm just kind of...
Which you have to factor in, but I don't think PFW's penalty will be $15,000. It was only for BAI, I think, $3,000 that we had to factor in.
Okay, look, just when I think I understand it, it's like, wow, I guess
okay,
I
Kim,
still
Kim,
don't
Kim,
understand
Kim, Kim,
it.
Kim, okay, you're not on this deck. Okay.
Right.
Let me just ask you something, Robert. Have you received any information about how the CPB penalty is going to play out on WPFW?
No, I have not.
Okay, and that's a three-year thing, so we're going to have to guesstimate some numbers there and probably stick that in the budget. So if we stick in that and the depreciation, we may kind of level out a bit. Okay, so with that, I assume somebody wants to follow me on the floor. I know Campbell wanted to say something. Is there anybody else? Okay, Campbell, you're up.
Yes, Madam Chair. First thing that I need to say is that I think that it would be a good idea for all of the people on the NSC to take an accounting course so that we don't have issues about depreciation as we had in the past. I would also indicate that in terms of things that John is indicating are, we don't have anything on paper yet, and that's what I have as my bottom line in terms of saying whether we have a commitment with regard to space and location. We do have, however, I think some ideal, and at least one ideal property in the mix, and at least one or two others where the landlord is willing to supplement infrastructure. I mean, by ideal, I mean we have the infrastructure, studios, etc., in place, and the soundproofing in place. So these are very positive kinds of things, and this is something that I would say is on the first tier of the expectations of all the places that we've looked at. In regard to some other places, maybe they aren't the perfect kind of place that we would like to have in finance terms, optimum optimorium, but they are places that I think are very good, and also in terms of contingency possibilities, I think that these there are several very attractive ones in that regard. Now, I'm speaking about all of this because I happen to be the chair of the relocation committee, and I work, with John on these things, and I feel very optimistic, though the time is short, that we have some attractive things to work with here. I think that we do need to tell the WPFW story in a positive light. Because there's, you just look at the audits and they are not attractive, except that, we have turned the corner in terms of losses to where we're no longer over 2 million in the hole. We're just 600,000, which is a major reversal, I think, and something that we need to put in context and to include in our story, that we may not be out of the woods, but we're on the path getting out of the woods. So these are a couple of points that I wanted to mention. And so far as looking at the notion of an interruption for the relocation, I am of the same opinion as our GM in regard to this opportunity being something that we can do in a very positive fashion and relocate. The question that you had raised about the matching grant and whether we'd have to pay it back, that I think that bridge was crossed long before John ever came to work at WPFW, and that there was a discussion held. We were accruing a match for the initial contribution. And what took place, as my best understanding, of course, now I was not in the room at the time, but is that we were released from that matching grant requirement due to a cash flow challenge that we had during that period. So there's, saying that there is, again, a question about the matching grant, I think is, I don't have a piece of paper in front of me with a release on it, but my best information is that, there's no basis upon us being held to that in the future. And I think that there are other attractions that the station has, and I have every confidence that we will be able to accomplish what we need to in the time frame that it needs to be accomplished. Thank you very much.
Okay, I'm just going to ask a clarifying question of either Jim or Paul. Do you recall the amount of your CPB penalty divided up into the 3 years? I think it was $3,000 for K, right? For T.
It was $7,000 for the 3 years, and we took $3,000 for this year.
How much is your CPB grant overall about annually?
190.
So we're looking at PFW at about 200, so not so different. So we can assume 7 to 10. Okay, so we're looking at about $3,000. We don't have to assume more than that for the first year. Okay, thank you. All right, so if we have 3, and then we have 5, and then we have 3,500. 11. Okay, so it kind of offsets. Okay, is there anyone else who wants to be on the stack?
Bill.
Okay, go ahead, Bill.
And then Kim.
I'm sorry, Kim. Yeah, you kind of were on the stack anyway. But let's go Bill, then Kim.
Okay, I really do want to try to approve this tonight, but I'm not sure we can without getting some of those figures filled in. I'd like to see the missing ones for FY 2012 for this year, and I think it'd be helpful to verify the CPB funds. And let me just make a comment. I do feel John should have the right to make the programming decisions he wants to make, and I agree that changing programming a lot of times will help increase getting new listeners, and especially if it's promoted properly. I just want to caution you that buying outside programming, as it looks like you're intending to do, does not necessarily mean you'll get more donations. I know at KPFT, the shows that are syndicated, whether they're purchased or free, tend to not produce a lot of income. Probably because of not having live pitching by those hosts. I don't want to discourage you from changing programming, but I want to remind you that there's some really good quality programs available from other Pacifica stations that you can get for free, and from AudioPort and from Radio for All. And you can try those out without any long-term commitment. And they might do just as well as what you pay for. but I do wish you luck in all this.
And I'm also
a little concerned that what you budgeted for lease for the new space is more than this year. I thought we were going to try to come up with something that's less expensive. If you've got the revenue to cover it, you're okay. I'm not sure about that.
Again, this is a reality check for us. You know, we've had the good fortune for years with our residency here of paying a paying below market rate, and I don't expect that wherever we move, we're not going to match this the current square foot or the current below market rate that we currently enjoy. So it's a reality check for us. And then when you take that and couple it with fact that if good fortune does smile on us and we are able to move into a facility that is by way of its bricks and mortar structurally and or fundamentally a broadcast facility, we'll pay a bit of a premium for that facility because it is a broadcast facility with all of the attendant what I've tried to describe technical and or IT resources that come along with it, and that typically is part of the that arrives to us in a bill. We're not just walking into a facility with a blank slate. There's going to be an expense associated with taking tenancy in a built out facility or partially built out facility or a facility that has the attendant technical and or IT infrastructure. We move into a facility, for instance, that has a separate air conditioning system that is exclusive to the broadcast platform and or a backup generator and or a roof that is already provisioned for satellite reception. Well, those are pizza toppings that we'll end up having to pay for. So there is going to be a bump in our rent expense line, and we're just trying to account for it. But you know, just again, trying to be realistic about what that bump will be and what we can afford it to be.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
I think, is that good? Okay, Kim, you're next.
Whoops, sorry. Let's see. First of all, I personally would like to see the budget kind of fluffed up before we take a vote on it. That's just my preference. Number two, when you did these mailings, you know, you stepped up your game on doing mailings this year. What was your return? Did you have any market improvement or market returns?
We did have improvement, and Kim, we're committed to more. Our determination is that we have to put more effort in our in leveraging our donor file.
Right. I understand. I'm just asking.
Answer your question, yes, there was improvement.
I mean, you know, enough that you want to talk about or anything? I mean, okay. I guess that's it. I agree with Bill about the programming, that paying for programming is not necessarily going to be that much of a winner. The other thing I might suggest is to start soon and dedicate a particular time where you let listeners know you're going to be trying out new programs and perhaps, you know, have a place on your website where you can get feedback about it. You know, that may engage listeners somewhat and, you know, have a way of, you know, I personally, you know, on one hand, you want to change programming, but every time you change programming, you lose listeners, even if there are only three, and people get upset. So you have to kind of brace people, and, you know, a dedicated spot that's always going to be changing won't, you know, if you tell them that's what's going on there, they might be more into it. So that's just a thought. I guess that's it.
Okay. Unless someone has a direct response to that, I'd like to sort of carry on with the sort of where we are now. I think that definitely, I mean, we're not really looking at a full Excel budget template. There are still some, you know, some modifications that need to be made. Speaking for myself, there are a couple of small changes that I think should be made. I don't know how people feel. So it seems to me that we have two options. One is to sort of craft out what we would like to see and do a sort of what we called when we did it with Texas a conditional approval. That would be pending on the submission of a more complete document with whatever changes we feel are appropriate. So that's one option. Option two is that we really feel like this budget needs more work and that we want to revisit it at a future session. And in that case, I think we need to give some guidance about exactly where we would want it to go. So I guess what I'm going to do is open it up and ask people if they want to work towards a conditional approval tonight with some modifications, or if they feel like what we're looking at isn't even quite that far along and we have to sort of go back to this at a future session. So thoughts?
Well, Kim? Kim,
yeah, Kim.
I'm really nervous about a lot of these big unknowns. They don't seem to be much further along than last year. So I'm not, I really, like I said, I'm not, I don't really want to approve this tonight. I'm not sure what it's going to take, but maybe I just want to think about it and see if I can think of something.
Okay, I mean, in all fairness, I do think that if we make that decision, we do have to spend some time, you know, outlining what it is that we would want to see in the future, because we don't have the option not to pass a budget. The LSBs do, but we don't. So I think we will have to clarify then what we would want at this future session that we don't have now.
Well, I'd like the stuff cleaned up that you know, if that's possible.
I don't know. Let's hear what some other folks think about where we should go.
Uh-huh.
Other folks? Okay, anybody besides R. Paul?
Jim.
Okay, anybody else? I'm trying to kind of straw poll, so I want to hear from as many people as possible. Okay, well, let's go to R. Paul and then to Jim.
Yeah, I think we have to go with budget, with idea number two there, and make some suggestions and have this brought back, have a spreadsheet showing that has all the numbers in it and the errors aren't there, and we'll get a better idea also that way. So I'm opting for number two.
Okay. Hang on one sec. Okay, so, all right, so that's what our call had to say. Let's go to Jim.
I'm just wondering, if it's possible to get that, that good CPB funding figure from national office.
Yeah, I would assume that it is.
And if they're going to have trouble getting that before the next, before they have to put it together, that could change things quite a bit.
Okay.
Well, that will affect us all, won't it, ultimately?
My understanding is that the CPB numbers have been firm for the other stations, so I'm going to put this down to a communications scenario. And I will say, going out on a limb, that I think we can get clarified. Yeah, I see no reason that WPFW's CPB grant would, in fact, go down for here.
Oh, wow.
And I think that is something we should be able to clarify in a fairly straightforward way. And fairly. So, okay. Is there anyone who wants to speak on the side of trying to work towards a conditional approval tonight?
Oh, this is Bill. I had one more. Sorry, I had one
sure,
more question.
One more question.
Uh-huh.
After Bill.
Okay. Okay. Last year, I know in the budget the move was projected to occur during FY12, and there were several months of overlap where we were expecting to be paying rent at two places, but that's not in this budget. Do we need to add that in also? Will we need to start paying rent at our new place starting September or October?
John?
Robert, isn't that reflected for 2 months?
We actually reflected a higher rent, and I believe...
I didn't see that.
No, not per month, though. It is not reflected per month.
Oh, okay, so you just added it in, but then averaged it over the year?
We didn't really have a target to shoot for. We raised the amount of rent we anticipated paying, but because we didn't have a target date, as of last year, we did actually have a target date we were shooting for, and that's why we had the overlapping rent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That makes
just,
sense.
Just so it's in there in the
total.
Okay.
Thank
you. Thank
you.
Okay. After Bill, I think we had Campbell.
Yes, Madam Chair. I've been taking notes on the concerns that were raised, and I think that a lot of these are, to a great extent, just, you know, getting information, getting data from national office and clarifying particular things that, you know, wouldn't bring about major changes. So I would suggest that we could go with the conditional approval with the identification of the several specific changes that, you know, were or questions that were raised, and we could go from there.
Yeah, well, it's certainly an option. If the committee wants to do it. Okay.
Let me move that then, that we go with the conditional approval with the changes that would be identified. And
let me ask you to hold off just a bit on that, Campbell, because we would need to identify some of those changes, I think, in concrete terms and put them in a motion.
Sure.
So the motion's on the floor. I just want to sort of identify what those changes would be. So maybe what we'll do is go around and have people, you know, put out what they would like to get clarified, and then maybe we can make an assessment if we can, you know, if all of these things were done, we would conditionally approve it, or the alternative, even if all of those things were in place, we're not sure that we're all the way to conditional approval, because I heard both points of view put out. So I don't know if all the people that were on the call are still on the call, but why don't we try just sort of going around the horn and just let everybody put out, I would need this in order to conditionally approve this budget. And so we'll start on the East Coast. So, Alex, are you still there? You haven't weighed in here. Alex? And...
I am here.
Okay.
Maybe you can get back to me. Let me think about this one.
Okay, fair enough. Paul, do you have a list, basically?
I would need this and this and this and this clarified, or anything that you would want to put on that list?
Well, my primary thing is the move issue, which I don't, you know, I think the major thing of the move issue is the fact that time is ticking and, you know, there's no place, so that's not really itself in the budget, but certainly things related to that, I mean, the build-out and all of that, and the possibility of paying, you know, two rents because you're in two places at once, which would really be a good scenario if we have that, because that means the station has a place to go to and has enough time to move to it. But anyway, for me, the move is the absolute major thing. The other stuff I've heard is good, too.
Okay.
I think other people would give their list.
Can you put into words about what has to happen to the budget document to make you feel better about the move?
Yeah, I'd like to see where they're going to get more money to make a move, because, you know, the $200,000 is good. It's very good that it's there. But, you know, I'd like, if people want to maintain that $200,000 is adequate for the move, I'd like to see a little bit of, at least a little bit of detail in that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay, so you're asking for some detail on how does the $200,000 get spent and how does that get you all the way through through a move, if I'm hearing you correctly.
Okay,
which is sort of like a supporting document for, okay, we've got $200,000 to move, here's how we're going to use it.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, is that reasonable? Okay. All right, so, Alex, is it too soon to get back to you? Yes, that's what that sounds like.
This is Bill, I can go
Bill,
if you want.
Bill, I can go if you want.
Okay, yeah, let's work our way around to Texas. So Bill and then Jim.
Okay, well, some of this is
so
on
what would you need?
That email I sent, but I guess under revenue, the items for the FY 2012
is blank,
like
those filled
in with
actuals projected
through
the end of the year.
That
includes
website income,
corporate match,
car donations,
the major donor
wasn't blank, but
wasn't
it's
blank,
but much,
it's
much higher
much
for
much higher
2013 as compared to 2012.
Okay.
12.
So you want the forecast cleaned up.
Right.
Okay.
And then there's some other things. Let's see.
Are Paul, can you take notes on this part so we have a list?
I'm taking notes, so I'm not sure.
Okay.
I think most of this is in that
email I sent
also
earlier today.
Yeah, I've got it.
The payroll taxes, state unemployment insurance, it was blank in the spreadsheet.
It was filled in.
Well, LaVarne provided some information in the email, so I guess we should add that. Listen, the utilities for the tower, we didn't go into that yet. It's
about double.
FY12 is about double what it was for FY11. And then it drops back down again
for FY13.
I'm not sure. That's correct. So we need to verify that. And
also
the
premium
packaging/shipping is projected
about
less than a third of what it was for
FY12.
So I'm assuming maybe the FY12 number is wrong, or if there's something else has changed, it would be nice to have an explanation for that, too.
Okay. Anything else?
I believe that's all for now. That's all I noted.
Okay, so let's go to Jim. What would you need to approve this budget?
Just firm up the CPB funding.
Firm up the CPB numbers. Okay. Alex, are you ready if we went back to you?
I'm back. I have similar thinking as our Paul. I'm very, very concerned about the move. And the contingency plan, if we don't have a signed document by September 30th, are we prepared to start the build-out of the contingency facility on October 1st?
Is that actually going to start happening?
I don't know the answer, but it's a good question. Is there anyone prepared to answer it, or should we just put it on the list?
You please put it on the list.
Okay. Let's do that. Okay. So at this point, I guess we are to California. Kim, is there anything you want to add to the list of things you need in order to approve this budget? Kim, can you hear me? Guys, can you hear me? Okay, Kim, are you there? All right, listen, I'm going to hang up and call back in because I'm getting something weird on this phone. I'll be right back.
Madam Chair?
She's gone now. She'll be back in a second.
Yeah, this is...
Yeah, Kim, we couldn't hear you if you're there.
Maybe there's some people in Panama we could call up who might have questions.
Yeah. Kim,
hello?
Is Kim on the phone?
Kim, is that you?
Yes, I took another call and I...
Okay, Tracy's coming back.
Have we gotten around to the West Coast on this?
Yeah.
Yeah, let Tracy know you're back.
You're on. What would you like?
I guess I'd like a helping of what everybody else wanted, as long as it's delayed from today. I guess, you know, I kind of got up when our Paul was talking about his concerns about the move. I have the same concerns. You know, it's like, wow, there's no plan, and,
You said there's no plan. This was a budget. This wasn't a moving plan.
I understand, but I would like to hear that as well. That's
so you want a moving plan in addition to a budget?
Yeah. I would like to know how you're going to locate a space before the end of the year. You know, yeah, I need to know. That's what would make me comfortable. Because otherwise, we were like at this place a year ago about finding a new space. And now it's a year later, and you don't have a space.
No.
And not only that, but... our bad credit is not, you know, helping you out there.
Yeah,
so
we've identified spaces before, and we've run into problems.
I understand that, but we have to have solutions to these problems, Campbell. That's what I'm looking for. Kim, again, we're talking in concrete terms. What needs to happen? We have to have we have to have a budget for BFW. So, what needs to happen to this budget in order for you to approve it?
I don't know. You know, has anybody else? I mean, I heard our Paul talking about his concerns about this. I guess whatever he said, you know.
Right. Yeah, you can ditto what someone else said, and he said, "I need to know how $200,000 is going to cover these moving expenses and exactly how it's going to be."
Okay, whatever. I'm sorry, I just got off the call, so I'm a little behind it. I mean, I'll go along with whatever happens as long as we don't have to. And I'm not going to unapprove it, but I would like a little more time and information.
Okay, so we're going through California. Barbara, do you have anything to add to the list?
Well, I don't have anything other than what people have already mentioned, except that I would like to hear Campbell's list.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're asking the non-PC people at the moment, but okay. So I'm going to go, and then we can go back to DC. Ditto to some of the things that have already been mentioned. In addition, I do think that it might make sense to look at legal expenses. I realize there are some problems with that, but we're also looking at a very slim allocation for an organization that tends to run up legal expenses. So I'm wondering whether there might be some adjustment there to compensate. That's one thing.
the CPB penalty needs to be accounted for, depreciation needs to be added to the budget. And other than that, I won't ditto what anybody else said.